Today, the celebrity gossip website TMZ says NFL officials never asked a casino if they could have the interior elevator video, which shows Baltimore Ravens star Ray Rice delivering a knockout punch to his then-fiancée. The NFL said in a statement yesterday that they asked police for the video, but that police wouldn't release it during an ongoing investigation. TMZ posted it online yesterday. NFL officials and the Ravens coach all said it was the first time they'd seen it. The Ravens dropped Rice from the team, and the NFL suspended him indefinitely. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. He has a deeper look at TMZ and the key role of these videos. David, hi.
Hey, Robin.
And to remind people, this incident in the elevator happened back in February. It was somewhat blown over until TMZ released its first video. This was an exterior security camera showing Ray Rice dragging Janae Palmer, who's now his wife, out of that elevator at an Atlantic City casino. That led to criminal charges against him being strengthened. They've since been, they were reduced in exchange for him entering an anger program. But so there are two videos. Your overall thoughts on TMZ and these two videos and how they've propelled this story?
Well, I think they've very much propelled this story. You know, the first video led to something of an outcry, and what it really showed was the end result of the incident. It was a camera footage from outside the elevator in the corridor of the hotel, and it showed him essentially dragging his then fiancée, now wife, her lifeless, limp body as though it were a sack of potatoes, an inconvenience for him as he was trying to figure out how to get her feet out of where the doors needed to close. It was really horrific stuff. The league initially suspended him for 2 days, and then late in August, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, you know, mea culpa. We failed to deal with this seriously enough. Going forward, we're going to be much tougher about it. But it wasn't until yesterday when TMZ posted a second footage, silent footage taken from a closed circuit video from inside the elevator, showing him essentially in the midst of what appeared to be a verbal dispute, a contentious argument. He really cold-cocked her. He hit her really hard. Her face and head seemed to strike against a handrail on the inside of the elevator car, and she was out. And it really, it seemed to me, you know, would serve to silence those cavalier arguments that probably were taking place in barrooms, in courtrooms, or in boardrooms, that somehow she had brought this upon herself.
Well, we have to say that she also, and this is not uncommon in domestic violence situations, we'll put this topic aside, but only enough to mention that, you know, she herself apologized in a press conference for her role in this. But people, and she today defended her husband. She's blaming the media for putting this out there. Again, this is not uncommon in domestic abuse and violence situations. But here you are, a media expert. Didn't TMZ, which in the past, TMZ has been criticized for being a gossip gotcha website. What kind of service did they do with this video? Do you think there should have been any question as to whether or not they should have put it out there?
Well, she's blaming TMZ for essentially at the moment destroying her husband's career and, you know, the basis of his fortune. Unlike baseball, if you're cut from a team, you're not guaranteed a contract. You know, obviously the key thing to remember is he brought this upon himself. So there's no doubt about where responsibility lies. Yeah. But without TMZ's involvement, particularly this most recent video, he would not have been cut from the Ravens yesterday, and he would not have been indefinitely suspended by the league yesterday. And the league said as much. The league said, we didn't see this video. Now, I think that raises real questions as well. You know, this is video that TMZ was able to obtain. It has paid for information in the past from sources. It has claimed sources inside the hotel in this instance. The Associated Press yesterday, a reporter obtained a better quality video with audio where they could hear a profane altercation between the two verbally in the elevator. And he obtained that from a law enforcement source in New Jersey. Well, if the AP can do that yesterday, and if TMZ can do that, cannot the NFL do that either from law enforcement, from the hotel, or from the defense team of Ray Rice? After all, the NFL could have gone to Ray Rice's lawyers and said, look, you know, we are intending to, you know, install you back in the league in our good graces after a relatively modest suspension, but we will only do that if you turn over all the material. You know, the NFL had all the leverage in the world, and why it decided not to do that from Ray Rice, whose attorneys, you know, we've been told, had a copy of that seems baffling in retrospect.
Well, we have had today sports writers remind us that the NFL has a huge security system for retired FBI agents, Homeland Security agents. They of all people could get whatever they want. But David, does it also raise a question for you as to whether or not sports journalists should have been able to get this tape? You alluded to, you know, possible payment.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, ESPN and Sports Illustrated and NPR and the New York Times typically do not pay people to be sources for them, to give them information. At times, in particularly intense moments about certain kinds of stories, you've seen major television networks pay people, pay sources. And what they'll say is, we're paying for videotape, we're paying for photographs that we couldn't otherwise obtain. But it's often, you know, producers will privately tell you off the record, this is a way of getting around ethics guidelines from networks. A tabloid organization like TMZ, which takes inspiration from places like the New York Post or particularly places like the National Enquirer, but translating it to a more digital age, you know, they're perfectly willing to pay people. What they're not doing is they're not telling us exactly how that happens. They're not being transparent. So it's hard to evaluate. But I will say this video looks unadulterated. Nobody is contesting it. And the key thing to remember is that, you know, what the video does is it has visual power. Just has incredible resonance because it wipes away the ability to create, you know, curly-cued logic that somehow makes this her fault, makes it Jhené Rice's fault for being punched and being knocked out. And yet we don't know anything that on a written page is any different now than we did before we saw this video. She was unconscious when she came out of that elevator, and all of that was known the day it happened.
You remind us that video forces us to confront what's in front of us.
I think that's right. I think it's why we remember even now, many of us, with jubilance, that, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall. You think of those images. It's why we've talked, you know, on your program in very recent days about the power of those propaganda tapes put out by ISIS. They are not only trying to kill those hostages, they're trying to use those hostages for recruitment purposes and to terrorize Americans at a distance and to take advantage of, you know, video that is uploaded to social media platforms to do so. You know, the video is what is so powerful here. It is what renders this from a line in a story to a national spectacle and scandal. It's why TMZ posted it, and it's why we're talking about them today.
It's why people should – this isn't even the first video from inside an elevator. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks so much.
You bet.